Next question we're going to do is going to be Nathaniel, N-A-T-H-A-N-I-E-L, Riney, R-I-N-E-Y. Patient was seen 10 a.m. on 4/26. Date of birth is May 8, 1946. This is a 78-year-old gentleman taken care of by his caretaker for the past 7 or 8 years named Kiki, K-E-K-E. Patient was diagnosed with Alzheimer's dementia approximately 5 years ago. He's totally blind. He has been able to live by himself with the help of other neighbors, family, and Kiki, his total caregiver, full-time caregiver, period. He's eating less. He's originally from Houston. He's single. He has one child whom he hasn't seen for years, lives in East Texas, period. Heavy history of smoking and ETOH use in the past. He has severe COPD, shortness of breath. Most recently, he was seen by his primary care physician, who was told he has end-stage dementia. There's not much else that can be done for him, as well as hepatitis C and cirrhosis of the liver, period. Patient has had hospitalization, recent hospitalization for recurrent urinary tract infection, period. Allergy, none, family history, mom and dad died of old age. Social lives alone, again, 79 years old, with advanced dementia, ADL dependency, bowel and bladder incontinence, total blindness. He has almost no teeth. He's oriented to person only and only at times. He has a tendency to fall asleep during the interview because of his fatigue and forgetfulness and his advanced dementia. His medications include amlodipine, 10 milligrams a day, losartan, 25 milligrams a day, periactin for appetite stimulants. He's not currently on O2. His O2 saturation is borderline at 91%. Again, recent lab shows evidence of hepatitis and cirrhosis of the liver, but he's not a candidate for any treatment at this time. An exam, blood pressure 140 over 95, pulses 92, respirations 18 of febrile. Confused, 79-year-old gentleman, appears to be in no distress with total blindness. Heart positive, some positive, two lungs, few bronchi, abdomen, scaphoid, neck shows, longevity, skin shows, no rash around mucosal tan lesion. Decreased skin turgor noted. Assessment, 79-year-old gentleman with advanced dementia. His dementia goes back 5 years, but now it's much worse. I suspect this is vascular dementia related to his high blood pressure. Out of control. He's ADL dependent, bowel and bladder incontinent. He wears a diaper, period. He's blind. He's confused. He's only oriented to a person only. He has no teeth. He's lost at least 10 pounds in the past month, period. Recent diagnosis of cirrhosis with hepatitis C, period. Kiki caretaker tells me that he's had a huge decline in the past month or so with weight loss and severe weakness and inability to be able to even help with getting out of bed or getting out of chair. He has one child whom he has not seen for some time. He does have a history of COPD and smoking as well, but he then continues to smoke. Kiki states that she takes him out to smoke because that's the only pleasure he gets in life, period. As far as his hepatitis C and his cirrhosis of the liver, those were new diagnoses, and he was told that he's not a candidate for any treatment at this time, which I tend to agree. Overall prognosis is quite poor for this gentleman. Based on his hospice appropriate, the family has decided for on-hospice and palliative care and no more transfers back and forth to the hospital. He wants to die in dignity at home. Thank you.